ABC News at 5 is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they are forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5:01.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. No bail for Ryan Ruth, the suspect in the second assassination attempt on former President Trump, was in court today for a more than three-hour-long hearing where new evidence was presented.
A letter in a box said to have been dropped off at a witness's house several months ago reads, "Dear World, this was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump, but I am so sorry I failed you." It's the strongest evidence yet of a motive, as federal prosecutors aim to build a case of attempted assassination against Ryan Ruth. Prosecutors say cell phone data shows Ruth was near Mar-a-Lago and Trump's West Palm Beach Golf Club multiple times in the weeks leading to his arrest.
ABC Stephen Portnoy. Almost 500 people are dead and more than 1,000 are injured as the IDF pounds Hezbollah targets in Lebanon with airstrikes. Hezbollah vowing to continue launching rockets into Israel until there is a ceasefire in Gaza. President Biden addresses the UN General Assembly tomorrow. This is ABC News. The Commerce Department's steering toward a new rule which targets a sale of automotive technology made in China.
Chinese-made cameras, microphones, and GPS systems would be banned under a new proposed rule from the Commerce Department. The concern is whether that technology could pose a national security threat, and it comes just a few months after the Biden administration ordered an investigation into that very topic. There are not a lot of Chinese-made cars on American roads. Earlier this year, the Biden administration announced a 100% tariff on vehicles built in China. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Commerce Department says the public has 30 days to comment on the proposal, and they hope to implement the new rule before January 20th. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has issued states of emergency in 41 counties across the state as forecasters track a tropical system which could become Tropical Storm Helene. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your bird seed needs.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Look for mostly cloudy skies tonight. A stray shower is possible with a low of 47. Partly sunny and pleasant tomorrow with a high of 71. And mostly clear and calm tomorrow night with a low of 45. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the west-northwest at 2 miles per hour. And it's cloudy and our current temperature is 66 degrees.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Some spots here in southwestern Wisconsin got more than 4 inches of rain over the weekend. According to some totals, overnight Saturday into Sunday, Sun Prairie got the second highest rainfall in the state at 4.3 inches. Maple Bluff got 4.1, and Cross Plains got 3.8. Here at the WRCO studios, we only received 21 hundredths. A Dane County man died in an accident while riding an electric skateboard. 22-year-old Melvin Hubbard was in Baraboo a couple weeks ago trying out an electric longboard. Baraboo police say he was going 20 to 25 miles per hour when he lost control and his head hit the concrete. In the hospital, doctors found he had no brain activity, and he died a few days later. Now his family wants to raise awareness that skateboards can be dangerous. His mother said she had no idea skateboards could go that fast. The University of Wisconsin-Superior is nearly ready to unveil their floating classroom and research vessel. According to school officials, the project has been in the works for over a year and is now in its final stages before opening its doors for student use. The vessel will be called the Sadie And, and it will support programs for researchers, university students, and even K-12 students. The floating classroom is currently being built in Louisiana, but will sail up to Lake Superior once it meets Coast Guard requirements. Average gas prices rose last week in Wisconsin for the first time in weeks. Gasoline prices have risen 6.5 cents, with an average across the state of $3.03 per gallon. This is still 21.3 cents lower than a month ago and over 54 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say these increases should be temporary, with declines returning in the days and weeks ahead. An Ithaca FFA member has won a state proficiency to earn gold at Nationals. The 2024 Swine Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner is Talina Sprecher of the Ithaca FFA. This proficiency is sponsored by the Wisconsin Pork Association. When Talina joined FFA in 2019, she developed a passion for making an impact on the show pig industry. Talina's thirst for advancement and information led her to travel the nation and meet industry leaders at national conferences and shows. From her conversations, Talina was able to implement strong practices on her farm in animal health, nutrition, and breeding. Due to all of her efforts, Talina has been able to develop a herd of premium Poland China hogs. She even won Champion Poland and fourth overall Barrow in 2023 at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now Talina hosts show clinics across Wisconsin to help youth find the same success she did. Talina's advisor is Melissa Sprecher. She recently found out that she received a gold rating at Nationals as well. Riverdale FFA's Wyatt Storms placed second in swine production entrepreneurship, and Ithaca's Annabeth Sprecher was third at state in swine production placement. Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin believes everyone deserves access to enough nutritious food to thrive. September is Hunger Action Month. Second Harvest covers 16 counties, including Richland. Michelle Orgay serves as president and executive director of the Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin.
We work hard to make sure that every one of our 16 counties is getting support it needs. And, I think sometimes folks think of us as being the food bank in Madison, but that's just where our headquarters are, and that's it's a bit of a hub, but we have our trucks on the road throughout the week going out to all of our 16 counties, and we have folks who are who live and work in the communities and in Richland Center who are staff members of Second Harvest who support that community as well. It's a big part of our work.
Orgay says that during the pandemic, there was a lot of visibility of food insecurity. However, it has increased beyond the pandemic.
In Richland County, there has been a 44% increase in food that we've distributed over 2022. We've seen this all across our service area, that need has increased. We have partners throughout our service area who are seeing record numbers each month, and it doesn't seem to be going down at all. Some folks are seeing increases in the number of folks they're supporting each month. Some are seeing folks who are coming more frequently. There are folks whose wages just aren't keeping up with the costs that they're seeing. And these are hardworking folks who just need a little bit of extra help. Sometimes they need it every now and again, and sometimes they need it frequently because they just aren't able to make ends meet. The costs are just too high for them to be able to also afford nutritious food.
The increase in the cost of all necessities has led to the increase of those suffering from food insecurity. Orgay was asked how they define food insecurity.
Hunger is a physical sensation of not having food, but food insecurity is more of a not always knowing where your next meal is coming from.
Michelle Orgay says that Second Harvest also focuses on nutrition security.
Nutrition security is having the security of knowing that you're going to be able to have the types of foods, the nutritious foods, the culturally responsive foods, the foods that are the ones that your family recognizes and are right for your family, or if you have, you know, medical conditions. There's a lot of different things that go into that, but yes, having some confidence in knowing that you're going to be able to feed your family.
Second Harvest supported families in Richland County in 2023 with 285,048 pounds of food.
In our 16 counties, we're supporting 1,300 households per month. It's a lot of folks, and we're not really even getting everyone that is in need. You know, we have, there's a lot more folks that we could be supporting, but, you know, resources are always tight and capacity is an issue, and it can be tough to get all that food out there to folks.
Second Harvest Food Bank of Southern Wisconsin believes that those who request food support need it.
If folks have the money to go to a grocery store, they're going to go to a grocery store. Our partners are really, really welcoming. They're really friendly, and they do a really great job. But they have limited hours, limited amounts of food, and they don't always have the types and exact, you know, quantities and types of food that folks are looking for. They have a lot of great fresh foods and dairy, meat, you know, all sorts of things that folks will be looking for. But there's, you know, when folks go there, they have to go at a certain time, they have to go at a certain day. And so it really isn't, you know, folks don't take advantage of pantries. It's a lot of work just to go and to try to take advantage of a pantry for not needing it.
Second Harvest partners with four programs throughout Richland County. Orgay says each partner in the 16 counties run independently as far as requirements or rules for those seeking food.
Some partners require living in a certain geographic area or a school district. Some limit the amount of times you can visit to once a month or once a week, or there might be limits on the amount of food you can receive during that visit because most of these are based on just the amounts of food that are available because of the, you know, limited supply.
The partners in Richland County include the Lone Rock Community, Richland Community, and Viola Kickapoo Area Food Pantries, and the Mobile Food Pantry. The Richland Community Food Pantry, located at 345 Cairns Avenue in Richland Center, is open each Wednesday from 4 to 5:30. The Mobile Food Pantry can be found in Richland Center on the third Thursday of each month at New Hope Church on Fellowship Lane. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Saturday afternoon at approximately 2, a sheriff's deputy stopped a vehicle on Sugar Grove Road just south of U.S. Highway 14 in the town of Kickapoo, east of Reedstown. As a result of the stop, Christopher Robert Swadley, 45, of Soldiers Grove, was arrested. Swadley was taken into custody pursuant to an arrest warrant for failure to appear, an apprehension request for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections, possession of methamphetamine, and operating after revocation. The arrest warrant stems from a December 2022 court filing of possession of a controlled substance, resisting or obstructing an officer, and possession of drug paraphernalia, all as a repeat offender. Swadley failed to appear in court in April 2024, and a warrant was authorized. The apprehension request was issued because Swadley absconded from active community supervision. Formal charges are being sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. The investigation continues. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477, or submit an online tip at p3tips.com. The Ithaca School District is seeking to exceed the revenue limit by $1.3 million per year for 4 years for non-recurring purposes. Voters in the district will be seeing a referendum question on the ballot in November to authorize the request. So residents can understand the question and why the district is seeking to exceed the revenue limit, informational sessions are being held. The next informational session will be held tonight at 7 at Ithaca Schools. Two additional sessions remain. They are scheduled for Wednesday, October 2nd at 5:45 at the Ithaca Community Gym, and Sunday morning, October 6th at 11:30 at the Willow Valley Church Hall.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37 of rural Hillsboro, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery, rural Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home Thursday from 5 to 8, and again Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Christina K. Tina Yoder, 37 of rural Hillsboro. Peter B. Regneri, age 81, died August 7th. A funeral service will be held at 2:30 Saturday at St. Philip Church near Rolling Ground. A burial service and reception will follow at the Regneri Farm. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Peter B. Regneri, age 81.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
For far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. We had a beautiful fall feeling day today with high temperatures scraping those upper 60s and, of course, beautiful sunshine. Now we've got those clouds increasing, becoming mostly cloudy here tonight with a stray shower possible. And those lows falling quite crisp to the upper 40s. Could be waking up to some patchy fog early tomorrow morning with partly sunny skies and a pleasant day ahead. Highs will still stay comfortable on the seasonal side and hitting the low 70s. This as winds are out of the north and continue to stay that way for Wednesday as well. It'll still be some fantastic weather under sunny conditions. It'll be mild with highs in the mid-70s midweek. And then we start to see some more unseasonable warmth still holding tight underneath abundant sunshine. Thursday, let me tell you, it'll be bright, beautiful, and warm. Highs flirting with 80 degrees again. And for Friday, we stay so warm for late September. Once again, nearly hitting 80 degrees under partly sunny skies, with the humidity starting to build. This as we push into the weekend. Go figure, the timing. But to be honest, it's all actually because of that hurricane that's expected to hit Florida. As it rises north, we are going to see those clouds increasing for Saturday and Sunday, becoming mostly cloudy here, yes, into Wisconsin, with a few light showers expected to move in by Saturday and even more scattered light rain expected to continue into our Sunday. Now, of course, we do have a high-pressure system trying to hold tight into Canada, but it's all dependent on how strong that hurricane becomes. So, of course, like always, we'll continue to keep an eye on that for you and let you know more and more as that forecast becomes clearer. With portions of Wisconsin still in a moderate drought, we'll take every drop of that rain, which could range anywhere from a quarter of an inch to around a half an inch. And as we take a look at the extended outlook, it looks near normal for precipitation and just slightly above for temperatures. And of course, those fall colors expected to flip shortly. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's cloudy and 65 degrees after a high today of 71 and a morning low of 39. Yesterday's high was 68 and we received a tenth of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 2017 is 92 degrees with a record low of 26 that was set back in 1995. Last year's high was 82 with a low of 65. Sunset will take place tonight at 6:57. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:51. Winds are out of the south-southwest at around 2 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.92. Our relative humidity is at 51%, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 65 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. Things didn't look good when Arizona put 7 runs on the scoreboard in the top of the third to lead 8-0 yesterday. The Brewers were just getting started, and they came roaring back to beat the Diamondbacks with a 10-9 victory. Jared Koenig got the win in relief, and closer Devin Williams slammed the door for his 13th save. Jake Bowers drove in the winning run in the bottom of the 8th, capping a 4-run rally for the victory. There's no game today, and the Milwaukee Brewers will open a series at Pittsburgh starting tomorrow evening. Packers backup quarterback Malik Willis showed his performance last week was no fluke by leading his new team to a 30-14 win yesterday against the Titans. Willis ran for one touchdown and threw for another while starting quarterback Jordan Love remained on the sidelines. All-Pro cornerback Jair Alexander added the first pick six of his NFL career as Green Bay built a 17-7 first period lead. The Packers had 8 sacks and Xavier McKinney's interception in the closing minutes gave the team 7 picks in the first 3 games. Green Bay stays at home next weekend welcoming the Minnesota Vikings to Lambeau Field. Intercepting passes isn't the only way the Green Bay Packers defense bothers opposing quarterbacks. When the Packers aren't picking off throws, sometimes it's because they're making sure quarterbacks can't even pass the ball. Green Bay sacked Will Levis 8 times, as I just mentioned, in yesterday's victory at Tennessee that gave the Packers 2 straight wins without injured quarterback Jordan Love. Green Bay has shown an impressive ability to produce big plays under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects begun. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwarz Insurance Agency promise of the very best service for your needs has not changed. Schwarz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best insurance protection available in this time of change. Call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value.
The Wisconsin volleyball team has buried memories of its 0-3 start after sweeping Texas A&M Saturday 3-3. That's 6 wins in a row for the Badgers. Julia Orzol showed she has recovered from an ankle injury by contributing a season-high 15 kills in the victory. Sarah Franklin had 14. Wisconsin has defeated 3 ranked or teams receiving poll votes while finishing on top in the last half dozen starts. The Badgers' next match is against border rival Minnesota on Wednesday. The arrival of NIL money for players and an ever-busier transfer portal has made the offseason much busier for the Wisconsin head coach Wisconsin head basketball coach Greg Gard. Entering his 10th season, Gard says it's great to return to the court for practice. The Badgers are a team in transition, losing 6 players from last year's roster, including starters Chucky Hepburn and A.J. Storr. Gard says he and his coaches have been impressed by junior wing Xavier Amos, who possesses more skill than anticipated. 7 new players have been battling for their roles during practices in Madison. And going back to baseball, this is the 24th season in a row that there will not be a repeat World Series champion. The reigning champions, Texas Rangers, won't even be in the playoffs. They will instead finish with a losing record after a year winning the franchise's first title. The New York Yankees were the last team to win consecutive championships, 3 in a row from 1998 through 2000. They even made it back to the Fall Classic in 2001 when Arizona had a walk-off win in Game 7. Only 5 teams have even played in back-to-back World Series since then. And former Southern California football star Reggie Bush has filed a lawsuit against the NCAA, the Pac-12, and his school in a bid to recoup money made on his name, image, and likeness during his career with the Trojans 2 decades ago. Bush was one of the most exciting players in recent college football history during his 3 years at USC from 2003 through 2005. While winning 2 national titles and the Heisman, he went on to an 11-year NFL career. Bush is still pursuing the separate defamation lawsuit he filed against the NCAA last year over the governing body's 2021 characterizations of the circumstances that led to Bush's troubles. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thied.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Monday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on Stein to provide you with the best products, get you higher yields, and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans were higher. Harvest has been delayed in some areas, with forecasts showing more rain later this week in parts of the region. Unknown destinations did buy 165,000 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans ahead of the open. November beans are up 27 and a quarter at 1039 and a quarter. January was 27 and a quarter higher at 1056 and three quarters. October bean meal was up 910 at 326.50. October soybean oil was 46 points higher at 42.62. Corn was up, monitoring harvest delays and the mixed yield reports in portions of the Corn Belt. The trade's also keeping an eye on planting weather in Argentina and Brazil. December corn was 11 and 3 quarters higher at 413 and a half. March was up 11 and 3 quarters at 431 and 3 quarters. And wheat was higher. Rain has delayed winter wheat planting in some areas, but the soil moisture is generally welcome. Parts of the Black Sea region remain dry, and there is talk of higher abandonment rates in Argentina. December Chicago was 14 higher at 582 and a half. December Kansas City wheat on Monday was up 13 and a quarter at 577 and a quarter. December Minneapolis wheat was 11 higher at 619 a bushel. Live and feeder cattle were higher ahead of this week's direct business, with box beef up at midday. Brent Barnett has more on that in a moment. October live is 77 higher at 183.25. December was up 62 at 183.82. October feeders were 57 higher at 244.47. And hogs closed higher, supported by short covering despite steady to lower cash and lower midday pork. October lean was up 7 at 82.30. December hogs were 65 higher at 74.87. Brent Barnett has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
AgriAmerica's mobile app has been updated to enhance your listening experience. Our mobile app now allows you to follow your favorite podcast, quickly access our streaming channel, receive push notifications for your favorite on-air reports, and more. Download the AgriAmerica app today on your Android or Apple device. Just search AgriAmerica in your respective mobile device.
Silage harvest season is officially underway, but are you missing a step? It's not too late to add Silosolve FC to your harvest plan. Using a silage inoculant like Silosolve FC can help preserve your investment in one of your most valuable assets, high-quality feed. Plus, for a limited time, when you buy four cases, you get one free. Not using anything to preserve feed quality could be a costly decision. Ask your local silage inoculant dealer about Silosolve FC today.
Cattle country was quiet on Monday, with bids and asking prices not established. Significant trade volume could be delayed until the second half of the week. New show lists appear to be mixed, higher in Texas, slightly higher in Kansas, but lower in Nebraska, Colorado. Boxed beef was mixed at the close. Choice was up 162 at 301.81, and select was down 80 cents at 287.79. Estimated cattle slaughter was 107,000 head, down 14,000 on the week and down more than 18,000 on the year. Cash hogs were steady to lower at the close. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down $1.87, with a base range of 72 to 75.50. The Iowa, Minnesota, and Western Corn Belt were down 114, with a weighted average price of 75.89. And estimated hog slaughter was 487,000 head, up 12,000 on the week and up nearly 17,000 on the year. Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The U.S. corn and soybean harvest stayed ahead of average last week. That followed a dry week in much of the region, with this week's delays in some areas showing up in next week's numbers. The USDA says 14% of U.S. corn is harvested, compared to the five-year average of 11%. 13% of U.S. soybeans have been harvested, compared to 8% on average. More news up next on Brownfield.
This past spring, thousands of farmers across the Central Corn Belt planted Whipple's hybrids on their farms. There was no public fanfare or social media hoopla, and they certainly didn't become TikTok famous, but they did become Whipple's famous. At Whipple's Hybrids, we celebrate our independent farmers who choose to keep their seed decision local and U.S. farm family owned. We can't promise 15 minutes of fame, but we're working on that extra 15 bushels an acre. Plant your independence with Whipple's Hybrids.
Brownfield Ag News focuses on what matters to farmers, from what's happening in the field.
Our early planted crops had a lot of challenges with water.
To ag policy.
The farm bill, it looks like maybe in September, but maybe lame duck because we got to get the thing done.
Agriculture is also known for innovation, and Brownfield helps tell the story.
As we look at the hydrogen economy and utilizing our biofuels industry that we've developed in terms of new uses and new opportunities.
Brownfield Ag News. If it matters to farmers, it matters to us.
Directors from the State Departments of Agriculture are in Indianapolis this week to set policy that addresses ag issues on the state level. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2024 NASDA annual meeting.
Indiana State Director of Agriculture Don Lamb says the meeting is an opportunity for states to work together.
We discuss a lot of different policy items, and one of the big ones might be PFAS and how that affects how we do things here in our state and then across the country, and kind of let them know what we think and how that applies to agriculture.
I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
Harvest has been variable across portions of the Corn Belt, with many farmers noting dry conditions.
We've had to irrigate a lot. We were pretty dry mid-season.
But Nebraska farmer Mark McCarg says he's expecting a good popcorn harvest this year. Meanwhile, Kansas farmer Joe Newland says the crop has brought variability back to corn and soybeans.
Not going to be much more than crop insurance this year on soybeans again.
I'm Brent Barnett. Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Seed selection questions. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience. Before making a seed purchasing decision, Enlist field specialist Scott Youngman says there are several questions a grower should ask. He tells Brownfield answers to weed control, pest management, and yield potential need to be sought. More after this on Brownfield.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Corteva Agriscience Enlist field specialist Scott Youngman says there are some important questions that need to be asked when corn growers are making their 2025 seed purchase decisions.
Seed selection is probably the most important decision a grower makes every year. Your seed choice determines your genetics, obviously, and you know your genetics are going to determine your yield potential. Power Core, Enlist, Boar Seed, the new two exciting corn trait platforms coming from Corteva. They allow you to unlock that yield potential. The insect control herbicide tolerances found in those are completely unique and brand new. What I'm really excited about with Enlist corn is the herbicide trait flexibility. There's no one that offers more BT traits for above ground or below ground insect protection with Power Corn Enlist or Boar Seed. But the herbicide trait flexibility is completely unique. Four unique herbicide traits, glyphosate and glufosinate, Roundup, Liberty, as we know, as conventional, kind of standard offerings today with corn, but what's brand new and unique is FOP chemistry and 2,4-D choline tolerance. 2,4-D choline, of course, only found in List 1 and List Duo. Those two brand new herbicide trait tolerances in List corn really, really offer the growers flexibility that they've never had before.
He tells Brownfield insects can take a big bite out of yield potential, and growers can find enhanced options with Enlist corn by offering three modes of action against some of the most difficult above-ground insects like European corn borer, fall armyworm, and southern corn borer. And Youngman says to remember, each farm is unique when considering a corn hybrid.
How did it do in tests that represent, you know, your environmental conditions? The single most important thing about seed selection, again, is yield and yield potential. And, you know, that's all determined from germplasm. And there's no one in the same stratosphere as Corteva on corn yield potential. So the traits are there to protect and unlock that potential. But germplasm and how it performed on their farm is the single most important thing a grower can be talking about.
To learn more, visit with your local Corteva seed and herbicide representatives or go to enlist.com. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva AgriScience.
Hello, this is Chase Hesterton with Tim Sack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped $185 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Coin auction ending October 16th at 6 p.m. We have another online-only auction getting ready. Keep an eye out. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesterton. Have a great day.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Well, I know there's a reason, and I know there's a rhyme. We can roll with the punches. We can stroll hand in hand. And when I say it's forever, you understand that you're always in my heart. And there's no one that comes close to you could ever take your place. 'Cause only you can love me this way.
That was Keith Urban with Only You Can Love Me This Way on Country and Community. And good evening, I'm Tim Thede here. I'm going to be bringing you some great music up until the 6, not to 6 o'clock, but the 8 o'clock hour tonight. Hoping your Monday is a good one. I missed everybody again yesterday on my usual Sunday. Had another one off because of the Green Bay Packers, but it was a good game. The Packers ended up coming up out victorious on that one. Actually, they kind of beat up on the Titans, so that was kind of cool in itself. But I don't know when I'll be back on Sundays. We got another Packer game coming up this next week. I think in the week after that I'll be on like for like a few, just a few hours, because they have a later afternoon game. But we'll see as it goes on the road. That happens every year on football season. But I'm happy to be here to bring you some great music this evening, and hoping you're having a great Monday and a great Monday evening. And right now at 5:46, the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge says it's 64 degrees with calm winds and cloudy skies. But be sure to get out there and enjoy it. It's still a pretty nice day out there today, so get out and do whatever you need to get done for the rest of this week. And there's a few things going on right now in the area. If you're down near Viroqua and you're a little bit hungry, you still have a little bit of time to attend the Good Shepherd Church's in Viroqua free community meal. That's usually held the fourth Monday of each month from 5 to 6:30. And so they are open until, be serving that meal until 6:30 today. So all are welcome, so be sure to stop by and enjoy a great meal there. Also, the Hildebrand Memorial Library Board of Trustees will be holding its regular meeting, and that's going to be held at 6 this evening in the club room. And the Ithaca School District is holding community informational meetings concerning the upcoming referendum. Tonight's session will be held at 7, and that will be held at the Ithaca Schools.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear. And always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare supplement insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone. Genuine steel products from Walsh's Ace are started, tested, and ready to go. Your steel purchase will include a warranty and expert advice from someone who's qualified to give it. And you can rest assured, Walsh's Ace will be around when you, your children, or grandchildren need it serviced. Put steel to work for you with the help of Walsh's Ace. Real steel. Get yours now at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Attention farmers and ranchers, join them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg for the best livestock sales in the region. Whether you're buying or selling, they offer competitive prices and top-notch service. Their expert staff is there to assist you every step of the way. Don't miss the next auction. It's the place to be for all your livestock needs. Visit them at South Central Livestock Exchange in Reedsburg or call Barry at 963-1006, your trusted partner in livestock sales.
100.9 WRCO. Poppin' tops, getting lost, skinny dipping in the moonlight. This is how it went down in a small town on a Friday night. Fifth quarter hometown legends in our own mind, setting it off. We took it out in overtime, just the way that it was, when it was, what it was. These are the stories that I heard when I was growing up. Gonna let my generation know we can do it again. If we bring the real from way back when, let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. I'm gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, light it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Yeah, well, I've been hearing all these stories from my Gen X kin. They've been telling me about the times when kids could be kids, riding bikes, digging dirt, staying out all day. Yeah, that's when play was really play. Three-wheelers, trapper keepers, cranking up that high for teacher, having fun under the bleachers. A little PDA, skipping stones down by the lake. Take it low, make a truck bed shake. Them good old country days sound so much better than this. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. I'm gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, light it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road. Something just ain't right. There's nothing wrong with new, but we need a little more of that simple life. So take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Give me a George Strait song with some Beastie Boys rhymes, some Ray-Bans and some moonshine. Let's take it back, back, back to a simpler time. Drop that cassette in the deck and hit rewind. Don't need no smartphone or social media. I'm gonna rock this party like it's 99. So kick the tires, light the fires, light it up and let's go. 88 miles an hour down a country road.
So I sent you a piece of this beautiful day. Oh, I want you to know that I took a rainbow, sent it off in a letter to you. I took some flowers in the spring, made a sweet clover ring, sent it off in a letter to you. I took a song from the
the sun, peeking through the trees, and the dandelion silk tangled in the breeze. Holding them up, and I sealed them with a kiss. It's the kind of love that you can't resist. Oh, I want you to know that I took a rainbow, sent it off in a letter to you. I took some flowers in the spring and made a sweet clover ring and sent it off in a letter to you.
Still crying